And yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. As we continue to go around the horn, we are talking about spring training 2015, the MLB preview with our very own from YSR. And that, of course, is Andy Pondillo. Before we continue with our interview, remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. And of course, Andy is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. So let's pick up right where we left off. Let's talk some more about the Astros, the outlook. The Astros, they kind of have a starting lineup problem with, what, too many outfielders and a first baseman. Andy, how is that going to hash out? I mean, you're talking about Carter, Gattis, Marisnik, Grossman, Presley, and Singleton.
Well, it's a good problem to have. You want to have too many guys to where you can kind of figure it out. With these situations, a lot of teams, they seem to play it. It seems to work itself out somehow. A guy gets hurt, a guy does terrible, a guy gets in trouble by the manager. It always seems to play out in a different fashion than you would see. But if it weren't to play out that way right now, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. There's so many different directions you can take this deployment. It's weird to see that a left field, a center field, or a first baseman, a DH, all these positions can all play into each other and maybe leave somebody in the cold on the bench, AAA. Right now, what I'm thinking is Evan Gattis is going to get more reps in left field than anywhere to start the year. It's a big defensive lapse you're going to take. And the Astros, I feel like they got to be willing to substitute some defense for offense. They really need that middle and back end of the lineup to be stronger. John Singleton, I think, should get first base. And I think Chris Carter at DH. Center field becomes Kobe Rasmus, probably, and then George Springer and right. You could switch those guys out. They could play either right or center. However, a lot of people would disagree with me and say Jake Marisnik, a defensive wizard, should be the center fielder. Personally, I would rather have a guy in John Singleton in the lineup who's the young star. He's supposed to be the future of your team. Marisnik was a throw-in with the Marlins trade. Colin Moran was the main guy. He's in the minor leagues waiting in the wings to join the Astros. Marisnik, a throw-in. He appears to be a possible fourth outfielder. Maybe he starts for another team. I'm not sure what they do with him. They may play him. They may make him the starting center fielder. Or, even better yet, you could put him in as your fourth outfielder. You can have a rotation of all these guys. One day someone's at DH. One day someone's at left field. One day somebody's at first base. And then you keep everybody fresh. You keep all their legs fresh. That's an advantage of being the American League. Springer can get some more DH appearances to try and keep the young guy healthy. So all of these solutions aren't ridiculous to think, but my personal opinion is go for offense over defense. There's so many teams struggling to hit for power. I think the Astros need to double down on that power and go with the power lineup. As for Robbie Grossman, Alex Presley, only one of them is going to survive at max. So we'll see if Grossman's on base ability gets him into a bench role or maybe even a starting role if he tears it up in spring training, or if Alex Presley's veteran presence gets him a role on the team. But they can't hold everybody on this 25-man roster.
Okay, Andy Pondillo from YSR right here, breaking it all down. And one of the notable spring faces when we talk about the Astros is their new manager in A.J. Hinch. I mean, he's only 40 years old, and this is what his second crack at managing in the major leagues. He held the job with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yes, and his record was pretty awful with the Diamondbacks.
But it was.
Was he really given much to work with over there? The Diamondbacks haven't exactly been a staple of a class organization for a while when it comes to developing talent. They don't believe in analytics for some reason. So I would be weary to judge him just based on that record in Arizona. He has an excellent chance now to come to a young team, a team starting to get over that hump, and really put his name on it, put his stamp on this team. They've already had so many strides with Jose Altuve, Springer, Keuchel, Colin McHugh. They have a front top-heavy roster, and now that they've filled some of those holes, they really have a chance to succeed. He can look really good. He can be a hero to the Houston fans who have waited for, you know, a decade to see another team back in the postseason. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year. I'm not sure. It's going to be very odd to see how this plays out, but if he gets his team competitive, he'll be a hero.
Do you think his approach, being low-key and more of an analytical type guy, will be a better organizational fit for the Astros?
It'll be much better for Jeff Luhno, because Jeff Luhno is a hands-on general manager. I don't know how much input he has on those starting lineups, but I would imagine that if he wants a guy to start, if he wants a guy to play a certain position, Jeff Luhnow's going to get his way, or you're probably going to be off the roster as a manager. Bo Porter, those two clashed quite a bit. I think A.J. Hinch, Jeff Luhnow, I think he's going to be more of a yes man to Jeff. I think he gets the front office side of the game a little more than Bo does. Bo a little more old school. Jeff definitely a new school approach when it comes to being a general manager, to constructing a team. I think that was a clash from the beginning. It was an odd hire when they made it. I do like Bo. I hope he gets another job somewhere, but AJ is definitely a much better fit for what they're trying to do in Houston.
Okay, the burning questions continue right here as we visit with Andy Pondillo, breaking down the spring training preview, the upcoming season. One of the big questions, of course, is the Astros acquired Evan Gattis from the Atlanta Braves, primarily for his bat. Where will he play?
Well, I still like to see the rotation idea. I think he's going to get left field reps more than anything. They're going to play him in first base quite often during spring training as well. I want John Singleton in the lineup. I want nothing to keep John Singleton out of the lineup. This is the guy that they've banked on through the minor leagues. I don't care if he batted 180 last year. He's got to struggle. Players, young players have to struggle in the majors to truly understand who they are, what they need to fix. I want him in the lineup. That probably pushes Evan Gattis to left field. Or DH, and you have Chris Carter, who can also play left and first base. None of these options here with Gattis or Carter in the field are very good for a defensive team. But again, I want all the power in the lineup. So I want Gattis in left. I want him to platoon with DH, platoon with first base. Let's keep all their legs fresh. Let's play them 135 games in the field, 150 games in the field at max if they can stay healthy. And I think we have a good situation.
Okay, Andy Pondillo has been with us tonight at YSR and the spring training preview. It will continue over the next few weeks. A pleasure to have you with us. Thank you, Andy.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight in hour number two as we roll on. Stay close.